alles nicht zu Merkel Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for our activities of last week. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, La in shakartum la azidannakum. And if you are grateful to the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, then I, Allah Jalla Wali, Allah Azza wa Jalla, would increase the bounties and favors upon you. And remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. A person who has not thanked humanity, in reality has not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So alhamdulillah, every day, Monday to Saturday, the program went very well in the morning with Mona Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, with Almighty Allah's help, and many, many people are listening, and we can see the amount of people who request the podcast. That also is increasing. Hada min fadli rabbi. This is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And thereafter, mashallah, our tafsir also is going on, and last week we completed Surah An-Kabut chapter 29, and today we started Surah Rum chapter 30 with the help and mercy of Allah. Then Q&A with Maulana Arafat last week, mashallah, went very well. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it a means of hidayat for humanity and posterity. Then Tuesday, mashallah, our bliss of marriage, that also went very, very well with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. And then we heard about the announcement made there from Saudi Arabia that the Hajj for foreigners will be cancelled. And obviously for people going for the first time, that brought about a great, great disappointment. But nevertheless, remember, Islam teaches us, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. As Muslims, whatever happens, we must never ever be despondent and disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. People who lose hope in the mercy of Allah, Quran says in Surah Yusuf, La yayasu min rawhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. That are non-Muslims who do that. So we are people with Iman and Islam. So what should we do? Now, if you're not going for Hajj, remember, daily we can do 3 actions, and every day we get and receive the reward of Hajj. That we read Fajr Salat on time, and thereafter, mashallah, 15 minutes or so after sunrise, after Fajr, you make your dua, tilawat of Quran, zikr, so forth, Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then 15 minutes or so after sunrise, you read 2 rakat salat. You receive the reward of umratun wa hajjatun tammah, tammah, tammah. Complete hajj, complete umrah. Thrice Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed us this. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Similarly, those of us whose parents are alive, you look at your father with love. You look at your mother with love and respect. So you will find that you receive the reward reward of Hajj. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we look at our father 70 times, 70 is used for takthir. How in English we say, I told you 100 times. It don't mean 100, it means many, many times. So if we see many times, what happens then? Will we receive reward? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akthar. You're looking at your father or mother for that matter is limited, and the reward by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the treasures of Almighty Allah unlimited. So imagine what the great bounty favor that is. Therefore in Islam we don't have that satanic activity of Mother's Day and Father's Day. Every day is Father's Day and Mother's Day. Oh children, grandchildren, kiss your parents' hands, take their du'as, remember the irreplaceable. And the third action we should try and do, mention in Tirmidhi, the hadith of all the parents, you look at them, is in Mishkat Sharif, you get the reward of Hajj. And the third one, remember, is Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. You receive the reward of 100 Hajj. Imagine. So all this are there for the taking. Obviously, still we have to go for Hajj, inshallah, and still things can change, even at this 10th hour, 11th hour. Remember, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Almighty Allah has power over everything. So even now, we should not be giving up hope totally. Remember that. Ask Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for khair. So that was Tuesday, mashallah. And thereafter, on Wednesday, then I went to Dalum Zakaria, and mashallah, we had, you know, tea with Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq sahab, and thereafter he was teaching the students. So from Maghrib to Isha, and he was teaching them Ibn Majah. Ibn Majah is a famous hadith kitab, which normally in the Darulums, they just teach 5, 10, 20, 40 pages. And Hazrat Mufti sahab, he loves to teach the whole kitab, because he says that you will not find some of the riwayats of Ibn Majah in the other hadith kitab, which is known technically as Zawaid. So mashallah, so many ahadith you will find. Yes, some of them are weak and so forth. Then he will tell and inform the students that this rawi, this reporter, yeah, is weak, or this hadith is weak and so forth. But you learn so many other things there, mashallah. And then obviously that we have our own discussions after the lesson, which are very, very good. And you know, certain inquiries I have and so forth and so on. And then we inform us that about what's happening in the world, you know, in Palestine and in Syria and other parts of the world, so in India and so forth. So Hazrat then really appreciates all that. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant Hazrat Mufti Sahib Siha, Afia and so forth. So the madrasa at that time was still functioning as normal. There was no real problem with Allah's help. So that was on Wednesday. Then Thursday, mashallah, some meetings, some mashura and so forth. Then Friday, mashallah, my brother Muhammad Khan, and I wasn't feeling 100% so well also. I was coughing and so forth. So most of my salat I was reading here at home. But nevertheless, I said Friday I must go, because mashallah, this masjid here is special for me there in Crosby, in Johannesburg, and it's called Masjid Farooq. So today's report back, I told my brother Lucky, who will prepare the podcast for you, that he must entitle it Masjid Farooq, Johannesburg, and it's in Crosby, if those of you want to know the exact location. So there was a brother, Haji Ismail Karolia, Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. I met him the first time with Haji Farooq Sahab. Haji Farooq Sahab hailed from Sakkar, and he was one of the great and senior khulafa of Hazratji, Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Hazratji Nawarallahu Marqadahu came to South Africa when we were becoming Hafiz in 1970, I think it was. And, you know, came to Heidelberg to Mawana Abba and their family. And Nigel were the host, Mawana Kasuji and so forth. And then again, we met Hazratji there in Jalalabad. We spent 5 weeks there, whole Ramadan, mashallah, in 1970. 1977. And then Hazraji came in 82 after my father passed away. So many times we met Hazraji, mashallah. And these are the Madarzad Awliyaullah, the people from the womb to the tomb, meaning that they are Awliyaullah, you know. Allah Ta'ala selects certain special servants of His. So Haji Farooq Sahib had very good contact and so forth. So I was in Newcastle, and one day I remember we had a meeting. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Razak Sahib, Rahimahullah. So we had to meet in Ladysmith. So we went at my car, I remember myself, Maulana Sema. So we had a meeting there by Maulana Abdul Razak's farm, everything, three of us. And thereafter, that I told Maulana Sema that koi buzruk aya hai yaha, and he's there by Dr. Hansa, Dr. Abdul Qadir Hansa, Hafiz Abdul Qadir Hansa's place. So why don't we go read Salat there, and we'll meet the buzruk also. So I just heard that is Haji Farooq Sahib. So I still remember that Dr. Sahib was in the middle, and then on the right hand side was Maulana Qasim Sema on the left hand side, and then he like tapped us, both of us, to go forward to meet Haji Farooq Sahib, you know. So then he was very happy, and you know, that was the first time we met Haji Farooq Sahib there in Ladysmith, there in that old madrasa of theirs, not this new one now. The next day, then he came to Darul Uloom, and then normally in Darul Uloom when guests used to come, India, Pakistan, or Arab countries, then Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, used to tell me I must translate. So Haji Farooq Sahib then was so impressed, you know, with the translation. He used to tell me, aapka tarjuma jo hai, meri takreer se behtar hai, you know, just to give me himmat and courage. He said that your translation is better than my lecture, and so forth. Really, you know, he was very happy, gave a lot of du'as. So I told him, no, Hazrat, it's your du'as and so forth. So that is how we built a relationship with Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahimahullah. And whenever he used to come here, the Bulbulia family used to invite him. He always says that call, he must call me for translation and so forth. So I used to try and avail myself also, and then we all benefit with all my Allah's help. So Haji Farooq Sahib came there to Crosby, so we went there, and there I met our Haji Ismail Karolia, and he built a masjid there, Masjid Farooq, after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Umar Farooq. So mashallah, the masjid, you know, I didn't even know it's so big. This week Friday, I came to realize how big it is. So my brother Muhammad Khan, Allah ta'ala reward him, myself, we were there by the masjid about 11 o'clock, quarter past 11, and our brother Muhammad Bubul, yeah, mashallah, very good youngster, very, very active, one of the responsible brothers there with Mohana Harun Ibrahim, and so forth. He was waiting for us. So I told him, you know, I have to translate the khutbah. So he said, don't worry, we got the Wi-Fi, everything set up for you, let's go. So we went inside, so he told me, no, we go in the basement. So I didn't even know the masjid got a basement, so I asked him, is it part of the masjid? He said, yes. And then I read two rakat salat, tahiyatul masjid there. You know, when you go to Safa Marwa, then you see like that small rocks there and so forth. And so here also at the bottom, you will find like a landscape there. So I asked him, what's this? He said, no, it was too difficult for them to remove it. So Haji Ismail Karolia, Rahimahullah, left it like that. And mashallah, this is where the brothers sit for Etikaf, you know. And a wonderful place there at the bottom, and very, very nice, you know. I was really, really impressed. So mashallah, then Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafidahullah, he is the Imam of the Haram Sharif in Makkah, the oldest Imam currently. After him, then is Sheikh Sudais and so forth. So he, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he also visited South Africa on two occasions that I can remember. Nevertheless, that he, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafidahullah, so he delivered the khutbah, and his first khutbah was very, very interesting about now the masajid are open there in Saudi Arabia, and how the people are flocking, how we must the masjid. And remember, the masjid is the epicenter of a true Muslim's life, that the men will go there 5 times a day, and we want all Almighty Allah's special mercy to come upon us, and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala when we perform wudu and we are waiting for salah. heart, then the malaika, angels are making dua for us. Allah maghfir lahu, Allah marhamhu. Ya Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, have mercy on this person. And how? Remember that the masajid have rights upon us, tahiyatul masjid. Before we enter, the du'as we should be reciting and so forth and so on. So that was the first khutbah. And then the second khutbah of Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. Remember that he is a person, he knows, I believe, and I haven't asked him, more than 15 languages, I believe. He speaks English also, you know. So he's quite fluent, it seems, in various languages. So anyway, that... He then spoke the second khutbah and said that the leadership there and authorities took a decision, and in that way they fulfilled the hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Hukukullah is the hajj will carry on, but only for the people within the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and the number will be 1,000 or just over 1,000 or whatever. And remember, from outside, that people won't be allowed, foreigners from any country, and because of, you know, preservation of life and all these type of issues. Because if you allow, you know, he didn't say that, I'm saying, then the issue comes of quarantine and so many other issues will come about. So in that way they made a balancing, so he was very happy with that and he praised the authorities about that. So I'm just giving you the translation and the gist of it, so that you know what was said in the khutbah. And thereafter, mashallah, was around, you know, 12:15 by the time we finished the dua and so forth. And then I went up, from downstairs we went up, mashallah. By that time the masjid was quite full. And then about 12:25 or so I started the lecture, and I spoke about the fitnas that we are facing in South Africa and the whole world. Look at the fitna of Dajjal. That is a whole virus. So you must remember whether it was engineered or whether it's a reality or what, but the fact remains, the virus is there. Nobody can dispute that, and see how it is impacting on the people negatively. So many people lost millions and millions of their income. Countries have lost their, you must remember, economy and so many other issues, and people are gripped by fear. So therefore, daily we should learn this dua. Read it in Salat. Read it out of Salat. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. And that is, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials, tribulation of Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. The hadith in Abu Dawood, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, in Salat also we should read it. So in the last qa'ada, the last sitting, we read Tashahud at-Tahiyyat, we read Salawat Durood Sharif, and then the du'as, various du'as are mentioned. One is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Then this dua also is mentioned. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. So to read it in Salat before we make salam is a sunnah. To read it after that also is a sunnah. So at any time, so main thing is read it. And as time is progressing, we're going to go to bigger and bigger fitnas. Then the fitna, remember, of our iman. You have the Shias, you have the Qadianis, you Aga Khanis, and remember, they're all operating on the same basis. They will promise you money, they will promise you women, they will promise you all these material things. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Yusbihu rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. Allah forbid. In the morning a person has iman, in the evening he's a kafir, non-Muslim, out of the fold of Islam. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He sold his deen for some material benefit, worldly benefit. They gave him dollars, they gave him aurat or dalat, they gave him women, gave him money, gave him some assets. So therefore, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that our iman remains intact and we preserve our iman with the help and mercy of Allah. Surah 3, verse number 8. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us of a fitna even worse than that of Dajjal. And what is that? Inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum ala immatul mudhillun. that is authentic hadith, and you will find different words. So the people who are ulama, imam, scholars, they are fitna, they themselves corrupted and astray, and they will lead others astray. You can see in South Africa, you can see in different parts of the world, how many ulama scholars they are, but because they want to curry favor with politicians, curry favor with their donors, curry favor with ABC, so they distort the entire Sharia and dismantle the Sharia, and this is the reality. So therefore we have to ask Allah for protection from them. They are worse than Dajjal. And remember, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, and if you go further and see that our children, what will happen to them? The children themselves are confused today. The students are self confused. So because they don't know who to believe and what to do. So therefore, watch out with who you mingle and from whom you receive your deen. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah used to say, "Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." Watch out from whom you receive your deen of Islam. Remember, our deen of Islam is one. Not you change for today and tomorrow and all that. All that is not permissible in Islam. So thereafter, mashallah, was the khutbah, salat, lunch by Muhammad Bulbulia's place. Allah ta'ala reward him. Then we came back, mashallah, brother Muhammad Khan, Allah ta'ala reward him. And it was cold also in the afternoon. The weather suddenly changed. The wind was blowing Saturday also. And then Sunday I went to, Saturday we received the news that Darul Zakaria is closed because so many students are ill and so forth due to the virus. Anyway, so Friday, Sunday morning, then I went there. And mashallah, that spoke to Hazrat Mufti Sahab and everything. We had nice breakfast there, and Hazrat gave some advices speaking about death, you know, and on so forth. So then they told us, yes, that the madrasa is closed because a lot of students there have been negatively impacted and so forth. So remember that we all have to take all the precaution. We always said that. But remember, it does not mean that we must change our Sharia now to just suit people and so forth and so on. So the Sharia still remains in his place and so forth, and we must take all the necessary precautions and the du'as we must read. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Oh beloved Allah, we seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, the evil diseases. Teach our children all that. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min il. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh Allah, I seek your protection, that you snatch away your bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. All these are authentic ahadith you will find in Sunan Nasai. So therefore, learn this type of du'as, mashallah. Then around up past 10 or so, I remember I had to go to the garage, because remember, petrol is going up Tuesday night, tomorrow night, midnight, 1 rand 74 cents, you know, big increase. So make sure you fill up your tank and your petrol and diesel and what have you today or latest tomorrow. And thereafter, mashallah, in the afternoon with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, we had a wonderful Q&A yesterday. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Hafiz Hussein Wadi. And mashallah, the program went well between 2 and 4. So inshallah, our program for this afternoon and this evening will be 2:30 to 3 will be Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Almighty Allah. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's program with Mohana Arafat, we had the Q&A. And thereafter, our brother Al-Amin Templeton, mashallah, so 3:30 right to around 5:30. So he will then give you the latest on business views, news, interviews, and wonderful program. Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Al-Amin Templeton. Thereafter, the Maghrib Adhan from Durban and Durban time, and then the surahs, and then Mohana Khalid will take you till Mohana Khalid Yaqub till 7 o'clock, inshallah. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of today's tafsir we did, and that is Surah Rum, chapter number 30, verses 1 to number 7, verse 1 to verse 7. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, inshallah, will be tonight's Q&A. So make dua for us, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Allah Ta'ala makes it a means of hidayat. And thereafter, 10 to 11, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Iman. Ek la zawal ni'mat hai, Allah ki taraf se, said it is a bounty which Almighty Allah confers upon us, and we can never ever appreciate it enough, and therefore we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we live with this Iman and we die with the Iman. And I told you that to preserve this Iman, read Surah 3 verse number 8, Surah Ali Imran verse number 8, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. And to die on Iman, remember, read tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh beloved Allah, that let us die with Iman and Islam, and let unite us with the devout and pious servant. Surah Yusuf, Surah 12 verse 101. And during the week also, Thursday or Friday around there, that we receive the official notice of Wifaqul Ulama, mashallah. So the senior ulama have formed this organization, Wifaqul Ulama, and the headquarters is there, mashallah, in Escort. So we make dua for them, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala take them to greater heights, protect us and the Ummah, and keep us always within the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and not we change Islam to the people, to suit the people, and so on, politicians and so forth. And mashallah, again, I mentioned it previously, but again I'll mention it, all the young ulama, yes, you should try and enroll and become part of this organization. Senior ulama are involved. Hazrat Mo Abdul Hamid sahab of Azadwal, Hazrat Mo Shabir sahab of Darum Zakaria, Mufti Ibrahim Saleji also of Spingo Beach, Mufti Ibrahim Saleji of Escort, and Mohana Gora Saleji of Spingo Beach. So like that, mashallah, that great ulama, so Allah Ta'ala keep them over us, mashallah, and in that way there, that we protect and promote the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah at all times, all places. Inshallah, my brother Lucky will prepare the podcast and we will send it out this afternoon sometime. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.